بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جرير بن عبد الله رحمه الله فرماتے کہ کسی قوم میں وی عزت لوگ اگر ایسی برائی کو نہ روکے جس پر وہ قدرت رکھتے ہوں تو اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو ذلیل کر دے گا, کر دیتا ہے. حضرت جرير بن عبد الله رحمه الله says, if in a community there are people of honor, people of respect, dignity, noble people, and they do not prevent such an evil which people are committing over which they have the ability to prevent them, in other words, they abstain from Amr bil Maruf, Nahi an Munkar, they do not admonish the people, they do not use their influence in order to prevent the commission of this evil, then Allah Ta'ala will humiliate them. Time will come when Allah Ta'ala will disgrace them in the presence of this very people who are committing sins. They will dishonor these people. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala farmate te ke amal bil ma'roof aur nahi an munkar karte raho warna Allah Ta'ala tum par koi zalim sultan musallat kar dega. حضرت ابو دردہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, very very senior صحابی, he said that you must continue with amal ma'ruf nahi an munkar, you must be steadfast in preventing and propagating what is good and preventing what is evil, sin. You must continue and be steadfast in it, otherwise what will happen? Allah Ta'ala will appoint over you a cruel, an oppressor, a tyrant to rule you, an evil sultan, evil government, Allah Ta'ala will appoint him over you, and he will then oppress you. Jo na tumhare kisi bare ki izzat karega, he will not honor or respect any of your seniors, the sultan, the king, the government, and they will not show any respect for your seniors, or na choto par raham karega, nor will they show any mercy or pity for your little ones. Even your babies also, they will kill them. Phir tum mein se nek log us par baddua karenge. Then what will happen at that time? Your people, your good people, your pious people, your buzruks then will make dua and curse these people. They have khud nasala, they'll recite. And they will invoke Allah Ta'ala's curses on these people. Magar wo qubool na hogi, but Allah Ta'ala will not accept it. Or tum imdad talab karoge, to tumhari imdad na hogi. And you will seek the help, aid of Allah Ta'ala. You will make dua then, you will cry for Allah Ta'ala's aid. And you will not be aid. Allah Ta'ala will withhold his aid. Or istighfar karoge, to wo bhi manzoor na hogi. And you will at that time now make istighfar, repent, but it will not be accepted at that time. When Allah Ta'ala's punishment, when it becomes, when the decree of punishment is established, and when the punishment now befalls a person, then it will take its course. At that time nothing is accepted, either the du'as of the pious people, nor the du'a, nor your repentance. Will not be accepted at that time. The punishment will run its course especially the ulama, when they abstain and refrain from amr bil ma'ruf, nahi an munkar, what is the consequence is the spread of evil in the community, society, entire society become corrupt. When they do commit evil, the people, the ulama also are silent, then the johala, the ignorant people, the masses, they accept their deeds to be correct. There's nothing wrong. For that reason, the learned people are not speaking. And in most cases, the learned people, the ulama, they maintain silence. Why? They do not want to annoy the people. They don't want to annoy them, because when they annoy the people, they feel that their contributions, their donations will be withheld. They will then, and our projects will not proceed. This is a satanic and shaitani wasasa, I thought. There is further the responsibility of God protecting this deen and defending Allah Ta'ala. He is the prophet, he is the one who guards his deen, and it is his responsibility to ensure the defense of the deen. And our obligation and our responsibility is to obey Allah Ta'ala. We have to do what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us. And in this we should not have any false ideas that if we do not defend this deen will be lost, will never be lost. This deen will, until Qiyamah, it will remain there. We are only obligated to follow the thing, the command of Allah Ta'ala, that is all. Anything, regardless of what will happen, even if the entire community goes astray, there's not one person to accept the nasihat. That is not our problem, it's not our destiny. That is from Allah. The prerogative of guidance, of hidayat, is Allah Ta'ala. He gives hidayat to whom He pleases. It's not in the power of a Nabi to give hidayat. Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Quran, when his uncle Abu Talib refused to accept the deen, and he was very close to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He always protected Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam against the enemies. Although he did not accept Islam, he was always protective of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there was a very close bond between him and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always tried to bring him to the deen, but he refused. On his deathbed day also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there, pleading with him to accept the kalima, accept the deen. The other kuffar chiefs were also there. So even at that time he said, "No, Nabi, what I know what you are saying is true, but if I should at this time, at this last moment, if I should accept your deen, everyone will say that I am scared of your of the Jahannam, because you are prepared. This is kufr." So he left the dunya without iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried. He was very grieved. So Allah Ta'ala revealed his ayah, "Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta." Oh Muhammad, you cannot give hidayat, guidance to those whom you love. Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you cannot give hidayat to those whom you love. "Walakin Allah yahdi man yasha." But Allah Ta'ala guides whomever He wills. He guides whomever He wills. Wallahu a'lamul muhtadin, and He knows best who are to be given guidance. So it is not the Allah Ta'ala says over and over in the Quran, "Lasta 'alayhim bimusaytir." Oh Muhammad, you are not a guard over the people. Why are you grieving if they refuse to accept the deen, if they reject you? Why are you grieving? Allah Ta'ala asking Nabi, telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "You are not a guard over them. You are only a warner and a messenger. Your duty is to deliver the message. That is all. Then to give them hidayat or guidance, that is Allah Ta'ala's prerogative. So there's no need for the Muballigh, for the Nabi, for the Muballigh, for the Ulama to become despondent if the people do not accept what is being said to them. That our duty is just to propagate the haq. So Amar bin Ma'ruf, Nahi an Munkar, it is compulsory upon everyone. Amar bin Ma'ruf, Nahi an Munkar does not mean the ulama giving bayan. It's a lecture and a waas and a bayan. No, it's a duty upon every person in every sphere of life, at home, in the business, on the streets, wherever you are able to give a nasihat, and you are able to prevent something evil, you are able to speak and give nasihat to somebody, that is Amar bin Ma'ruf. It's not something which is so specific only with the ulama. It is for every mu'min. Every mu'min has subordinates under him. Parents have children. The man has a wife. The mother has children. The employer has employees. The sheikh has murids. The ustad has students. Everyone has jurisdiction to a certain extent, and he, it is wajib upon him to utilize that jurisdiction and to give nasihat and make amal bil ma'ruf. He will have no excuse on the day of Qiyamah that his employees did not go on, or refused to perform salah, for example. It is his duty to enforce the performance of salat upon his employees. If they refuse to perform salat, you have to dismiss them. You cannot, a Muslim employer, it's not permissible for him to continue the employment of another Muslim who refuses to perform salat. He refuses to fast during the month of Ramadan. If he refuses to carry out the duties of your business, of your factory, of your business, then what will you do? You will dismiss him. So in the same way, if a Muslim, he refuses to perform his salat or carry out his duties of the Sharia whilst he's in your employ and whilst you have jurisdiction over him, then it is the duty of the employer to apply now pressure upon him and to ensure that he fulfills the duties of the Sharia. So in the same way, it applies to the Ustad. The same, it's not the duty of the Ustad, it's not just to teach him the Kitab there, and then the students outside there, the Ustad is aware also of the evils and the wrongs which the students are perpetrating, and then also he maintains in silence, and then he continues teaching those children, those students. No, yes, it is his duty that he, to warn the children, and if they refuse, then he has to expel them from his class. It is not permissible for him to continue teaching such children. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, an ustad who teaches, he said, a child who teaches ilm, to such a student who is not fit for it, then he is like a person who gardens pigs. Khanazir, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. He is like a person who gardens pigs. With what? With gold and with pearls and with diamonds, he gardens a pig. So it is a duty, the thing of everyone who he has a subordinates, to ensure that he makes amar ma'ruf to them, and he should try his best to enforce the sharia upon them.